Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Can you hear me now? Okay, good. I'm on. We were having technical difficulties, but they seem to be sorted out, so I apologize for the silence. So, welcome to the Science of Yes. I'm your hostess, Pam Heath, and I am the Yes Coach. I'm a life coach and business consultant, and I live in the world of yes. I work with transformational practitioners who have struggled to turn their passion into a profitable business. I help them create a thriving business aligned with their life passion. I specialize in getting you organized for success in your life and your business. So we'll take it to the next level, wherever that is for you, guaranteed. So welcome to my show. I call myself a yes coach, and my process is the science of yes. So I want to talk today a little bit about the process of how I go about training people to actually take positive actions and cause breakthroughs in their lives using the science of yes. And inside of doing that, I want to actually get across to the people who are listening. Okay, I'll take a caller. Looks like we have a caller. Please, this is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, this is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach.
Oh, I was just listening. Is this Angel?
No, this is Pam Heath. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Angel's not on Thursday nights. Were you looking for Angel?
Oh, that's why I was so confused. No problem. No problem. Do you do readings? Or...
No, I don't. I don't do readings.
Okay. No, that's fine. I can listen to your show. Something I need also.
What's your name?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Do you listen to the Yes Coach show as well?
No, this is my first time.
Okay. Well, Angel does readings, and she's on, I believe, Wednesday nights. On Thursday
right,
nights.
That's what I thought. I called yesterday, and it didn't go through, and then I, after the hour went past, then it queued up for today, and I was like, well, maybe she changed her days or something. So it doesn't matter.
Well, that's okay.
I can listen.
Don't worry.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for
coming
in, and I hope you get through on Angel's show next week.
Oh, yeah. And I can listen to your show, though, right?
Yes, absolutely. You're welcome to listen to the show. I'm the Yes Coach, and I teach about the science of yes.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Bye-bye. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about the process of the science of yes. So a lot of times what people come to me with are problems, things that they're grappling with, or sometimes with life coaching clients, their life is a mess. They're like, they don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. They're unhappy. They're miserable. Sometimes they don't know why. When you take on yes coaching, when you take on living inside of yes, the yes principle, the yes theory is based on the premise that there's always answers to be found And when you find the answers to your unspoken questions, you'll uncover the actions that you need to take that will move you forward. And it's important that you understand that the correlation between being a yes and taking action inside of what you want is very, very key. Not just wanting what you want in life, because wanting is an important part, but taking actions toward what you want. So you want to ask yourself the kinds of questions that will uncover the actions that need to be taken to have you have the things that you want in life. Your reality around the things you want will shift as you start taking day-by-day actions toward that reality. You're moving into a better place. So let's use an example of a toothache. Now, I know that the people who are listening, no matter what age you are, you've probably at one point in your life experienced a toothache. A toothache, you might wake up in the morning and suddenly your tooth hurts, or maybe you're minding your own business sitting at a meal and you take a bite of something and suddenly your tooth hurts. And there's a lot of things that go along with a toothache. Number one, it requires you to acknowledge reality. No matter how you feel about it, no matter how much you wish it away, a toothache is not going to go away just because you want it to go away. There really is pain there, okay? And there really is something you need to do about it. So instead of focusing on the pain, which, you know, I know all of us know people who do that, who focus on what's wrong, and they talk about it incessantly. And sometimes you feel like you just want to throw yourself out of a window based on how much they talk about what's wrong in life. This is wrong, and that is wrong, and it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. Talking about it is not doing anything about it. When you acknowledge the reality that your tooth really does hurt, then at that point you have to focus on what to do about it. You can either focus on dealing with the pain itself and what kind of solutions are available for the pain. For instance, maybe I need to go in the bathroom and look in the medicine cabinet and get some aspirin. Or maybe it's time to call up my dentist and make an appointment to take a trip to the dentist. If you don't have a dentist, if you don't have medical insurance or dental insurance, there's also actions to take around that. You don't pretend that the toothache isn't real, but you take actions based on what will alleviate the toothache. You deal with the pain, and then you get to a better place. And that's part of yes. Yes is taking stock of what's so, taking stock of the reality of the situation, and then looking to see what actions need to be taken inside of what you're committed to, which is number one, to have less pain or no pain, and number two, to get to a dentist who's going to take care of the issue, whatever that might be. And whatever the issue is, whether it's a toothache or whether it's something like an unhappy marriage, it's the same principle. What is the yes action you need to take? Focusing on the action. You might look at the marriage and say to yourself, I'm in an unhappy marriage, and think, well, there's nothing I can do about it. And that's not a yes action. A yes action is inside of what you're committed to causing. So let's say you have an unhappy marriage. You know, when you're sitting inside the conversation of yes, I don't want to minimize the gravity of the situation. If you're married and have been in an unhappy marriage for quite some time, bringing yes to that situation and facing it and dealing with the reality of it is confronting. You have to do some soul searching before you can latch on to the positive actions that are going to take you where you want to go. If you're committed to staying in that marriage and it's very unhappy right now, okay, the actions you need to take are in direct correlation to what you're committed to have happening. No matter how much that person is really upsetting you right now, no matter how pissed off you are, if you're committed, like no kidding, committed to stay in that marriage, then your conversation needs to be about actions that will forward that commitment. You may need to see a counselor. You may need to sit down and have a conversation with someone who is avoiding having a conversation with you. It's complex, I understand, but ask yourself the questions and write down for yourself what you're committed to and what the ultimate endpoint for that marriage is for you. If the ultimate endpoint of that unhappy marriage for you is that you become happy again and that you stay married and that you move on and pass this road bump that you have in your marriage, then there are very, very specific actions that you can take on that will support you staying in that marriage. But it's also possible that having considered all the options, that what there is for you is that you want to leave that marriage. And if that's the case, there's very specific actions you need to take, and you can take those actions as well. It looks like I have a caller, so why don't you put the caller on, and I'll take your questions now on the science of yes. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanika.
Anita?
Tanika.
Tanita. Hi, welcome to the Science of Yes.
Tanika with a K in it?
Tanika.
Right.
Go, girl. What can I do for you? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm just wondering about someone I know that I'm sort of seeing. I think I'm seeing right now. I'm not really sure what's going on with them. And I just wanted to know if you could kind of take a look into us and kind of get a feel for what's going on with him, kind of help me out.
Are you looking for a reading?
Yeah.
I don't do readings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
The lady who does readings does a show on Wednesday, and it's Thursday,
okay.
And this is the I'm a life coach.
Oh, okay.
I can coach you, but I can't do a reading with you, because I ain't that kind of girl.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll keep listening then.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okie dokie. All right, so, you know, getting back to using the science of yes for the challenges you have in life and also for the opportunities you have in life. You have some things that you're dealing with in life, and you can use the science of yes, and I'm going to take a moment to do some exercises with you and have you understand how this works inside of some everyday situations. Okay, so seriously, if you're listening right now, take this on with me. So get yourself a blank sheet of paper and a pen or a pencil, whichever works for you, and take a moment to sit down and take that piece of paper and draw a line down the middle, okay? And I'm going to give you a few seconds before I go on with the instructions. Just get a blank piece of paper and draw a line down the middle. And now you have a piece of paper that has a line down the middle, and you have a left side to the sheet of paper, and you have a right side to the piece of paper. And what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you write on this paper. On the left side, I want you to make a list of what you'd like to see happen in your personal life, okay, in your work life, and if you're, you know, if it calls to you, your spiritual life or your inner life, whatever that is for you, what would you like to see happen in your personal life, your work life, and your spiritual life? And don't be afraid to think big, include things that don't even seem practical right now, and maybe don't even seem possible. We're talking about your heart's desire, that something that you're dreaming that you want, like even the man of your dreams. That would be under the category of your personal life. Write that down. And I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that. So have some fun, and I'm going to give you a couple minutes, and while you're writing that, I'm just going to say that the song that comes on when my show first starts is from the animated picture Aladdin, and it's Robin Williams playing the character of the genie. It's when Aladdin first finds the lamp. And he rubs it for the first time, and the genie comes out, and he offers him three wishes. And Aladdin is a little confused, and he's like, wow, three wishes, what? And so the genie is trying to get him to understand, I can grant any wish you want, anything that your heart's desire. If you can think of it, and if you can say it, I can create it for you. So the title of the song is you ain't never had a friend like me. And what I do is I provide people with that sort of coaching that the genie was coaching Aladdin in. He was letting Aladdin know, don't let yourself be hindered by a concern that anything you ask for can't be produced. You've never known anybody like me because I can produce anything you want. All you have to do is ask. So when you're writing on the left side what you'd like to see happen in your life, in your work life, in your personal life, in your spiritual life, think big. Include everything that you can think of that you actually want and have some fun. And leave some the right side blank for right now. We're not on that part of the page yet. Just on the left side, you're going to list the things you want. A new girlfriend, a new boyfriend, a new car, a new home, a new job. You know, those shoes that were $80 more than your budget would allow. Whatever it is, write it down. I'm going to give you a few more seconds, about 10 more seconds, to finish writing. Just pour it all out on that piece of paper and pretend that I'm a genie and I'm going to provide it for you. So don't be afraid to say what you want. Okay, good work. So I'm glad that you did it. I'm glad that whoever you are listening to the show right now, I'm glad you participated in the exercise and wrote down whatever it is you wanted. So now we're going to look at that list of what you just wrote down that you'd like to see happen in your life. And I want you to ask yourself, as you look at each of those items, what is one small action I can take today that would move me ever so slightly closer toward my goal or closer to a problem resolution? So in other words, an action that's directly correlated to that result, whatever it is. If you said you wanted to lose 30 pounds, then on the right side of the paper, you're going to write next to I want to lose 30 pounds, one action, just one, that you can take today that would be towards that goal. So maybe you need to join a gym, or maybe you want to, you know, take part in, you know, Weight Watchers. Go online and you write next to that, go online and find out where the nearest chapter of Weight Watchers is in my city. Or I want to say, I think it's Jenny Craig, or some kind of action towards the result. Okay, so on the right side of the paper, you're recording for each of those desires an action you can take today towards that goal. And if you can't really think of one action step, then write down, ask a friend to help you. Just write, and if that's for a action that you wrote down that you can't figure out an action. You're sitting there and you're stuck. You're hitting your forehead with your hand. You're going, oh, I can't think of anything. Then next to that desire, write, ask a friend to help. And then your job then is to pick up the phone or text or email a friend and say, look, I want this goal and I need to take an action because Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, told me to, and I can't figure out an action to take. What do you think? Can you help me with this? So I'll give you an example of the kinds of things you could write. You could, let's say that you need to sell your house and you want to get a new house in a different city or a better house or a different kind of house. So what action could you take today that will help you towards that goal? Well, if you want to sell your house, then an action you could write next to that is to get the current appraisal for the house you live in currently so you can know its true value. So that might take a couple of phone calls, and given it's in my neck of the woods, it's 9:26 in the evening, that's probably not going to happen today, but you can write down as an action to take today to reach out to your real estate agent, or if you don't have a real estate agent, reach out to someone who can help you get one to get your house appraised and know its true value. So that's, you know, that's for that. And then let's say that you wrote down that you want to stop fighting with your kids. So if that's your desire on the left-hand side, then what would be on the right-hand side would be perhaps you can call the school guidance counselor at their school they go to and ask them for some advice. You would write that down. The next step is to call the school and ask their guidance counselor. Or there are books you could probably buy that give you support in how to stop fighting with your teenager. And let's say that you want to move and you have a desire. You live in one part of the country and you have a desire to live in another part of the country. So if you haven't decided what part of the country you want to live in, then one of the actions you can take is you could make a list of locations that are appealing to you and then take actions every day towards researching those locations so you can decide whether or not you want to move there. And let's say that one of the things you wrote on the left side is that you are a songwriter or a singer and you are eager to get yourself an agent or to do something towards moving your career to a more positive level from where you're at. So one of the first things you want to write, you want to start doing is to get to make some CDs of the songs you've written. And what would it take for you to do that? There's a lot of software out right now where it will support you in taking blank CDs and you know, recording songs and getting them on blank CDs and finding out what it would take for you to, you know, to get that done. So these are just examples. I have no idea what you've written on your list, but pick your top goal. And before you go to bed tonight, take one action toward that top goal. And start with the conversation that what living in the science of yes brings you to you is moving your life from fantasy and theory to practice and then celebrating your wins. So when you look at the list and you see, it may seem overwhelming, the things that you say you want, because one of the things that the science of yes is going to give you access to is the understanding that you can want things, but if you are committed to having them, you're going to have to take some action towards them. So when you look at celebrities like Brad Pitt and Madonna and people who have become well-known, there was a time in their life when they weren't well-known. You know, Lady Gaga wasn't always the pop star that she is. There was a moment in time when she was an ordinary person, and she decided this is what she wanted to do with her life, and she started to take actions towards having that career. She didn't just get discovered sitting at a bar having a drink and someone walked up and said, hey, are you a singer? I would love to have you come sing in my club. That's not how it happened. She hit the sidewalks. She pounded the pavement. She did her due diligence. She paid her dues. And she got herself well-known because she set out to be well-known. That was her goal. That was her fantasy. That was her dream. Her vision was fulfilled eventually, but it didn't happen overnight. The same thing with Brad Pitt. As an actor, whether he's good looking in your opinion or not, whether he is the A-lister that he should be or not is irrelevant. The man stood up one day and said, I'm going to be an actor. However age he was, that was a choice he made, and he may very well have done it by making a list of everything he wanted in his life, and he said, I want to be an A-list actor. And he took the steps to become an A-list actor. There are many people in life who determined that they wanted something. If you read the backstory of the Beatles and how John Lennon, who was a married man at the time, Yoko Ono decided she wanted him, period. That was what she decided. One day she wrote on her left side of her paper, whether it was mentally or she really did have a paper, she wrote, I want John Lennon. I want him to marry me. I want him to love me. I want him to adore me. And she set out to get him. And it's an amazing story. I mean, he was married to someone else he had a child with. And she set out to get him, and she got him, and he left his wife for her. You know, and the thing is, I'm not trying to tell you to go get the husband or wife of someone you covet. That's not the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is, if you want something in life, you want to go get it. And what I'm providing you with is the process of yes, which is very, very powerful. And taking positive actions toward the things and the goals you want in life will fulfill on what it is that you want. This isn't about taking on projects. This is about designing your life. And sometimes, you know, you might say to yourself, what good does it do to try to become a famous singer, or try to become a model, or try to do anything? I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too tall, I'm too skinny, I'm too short. Whatever you've got going on, you don't understand how somebody can say to you, like I am, you can have anything you want. You do have access to anything you want in life. You can have it. If you are preparing a fabulous meal, let's say you were going to cook a meal for somebody, you know, and you wanted to impress them. So let's say that it's your best knock them out of the park Italian dinner. While the water is boiling for the pasta, you wash the lettuce and you slice the tomatoes and you get all the ingredients ready for the salad. You're not just standing there watching the water boil. And then while you're letting the sauce simmer, you set the table and you warm the bread. When you're preparing for a fabulous, wonderful meal, you're taking all the steps to make sure that that meal is the best meal you can produce. You're not just standing there hoping it turns out. And you're not, worrying, oh, I can't do this, and why is it not happening? You are in complete and absolute action, like the Energizer Bunny. You're running around the kitchen, making things happen. And I'm not saying that you're supposed to be running around like the Energizer Bunny and being overwhelmed to make your life work. But don't be afraid to do more than one thing towards your goal. When you're making a fabulous dinner, and those of you who don't cook, I can come up with any other analogy, but this is a good analogy, because anyone who does cook can tell you that cooking a meal is a process that takes multitasking. You know, it's not, especially if it's just you cooking. There may be you and your significant other or children, or if you have a family, or there may be a party that you're cooking for. But whatever you're doing more than one thing at once. The final result is produced by several steps that you took to make that meal happen, even to the point of planning the meal. When you said, I'm going to make my famous spaghetti and meatballs, you checked the cupboards to make sure you had tomato sauce, to make sure you had everything, the spices, everything. You looked in the refrigerator to say, hey, do I have any more tomatoes? Where's those, onions? Where's the garlic? Do I have mushrooms? All the things that are necessary to make this meal happen, you thought of ahead of time. And let's say you looked and you didn't have any pasta. Then it's a trip to the store. And knowing that the meal has to be produced by a certain time, you actually planned yourself so that you could get to the store, buy the ingredients, get back home, boil the water, chop the onions, do everything that had to be done in a certain time frame to give you enough time to prepare the meal, get it ready, go in the room, change your clothes, perhaps shower, makeup, whatever it is that you're doing, it's all inside of one end result that is like, voila. You produce the result, the person is impressed, and you want to be able to say, I did this. I took the actions necessary. Now, for those of you who cook, you know what to do. And for those of you who cook, who use recipes, because let's say you are a good cook, but this particular meal that you're cooking, you need a little support because you've never made it yourself. And so you got a cookbook, so you're following the cookbook. You have a map. You have a structure in place that's telling you what to do. It's the same thing in life. If you're up to something and you want to produce a certain result, depending on what that result is, you might need a structure in place, a map, a guideline, a bullet point list, that tells you the steps to take to produce this result. That's one of the yes actions that you want to take, is that you list the goal, and under that, on the right side of the paper, you list the action you're going to take, and then you look to see if one of the actions you're going to take is to check with a expert in this particular goal. If you want to become something, if you want to take on something and you don't know how to do it, the first thing you want to do is talk to somebody who does. That's the best advice that anybody could ever give you. A lot of times you think you know, but if you have never done that before, you don't know. But there are people who do. There are people who have done it and been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. They can tell you what to do. So having said all that, you know, when you look at the process and you see what is necessary to do, then you want to check off, like on a checklist, all the steps that lead to this ultimate goal that you're working towards. Like, in other words, all of your goals that you've listed on the left side of that paper are available to you, and you can consider them all. Your personal life, your work life, and your spiritual life. They're all part of the process. And you can structure yourself so that you're taking actions in each one of those areas every day. But here's the thing I want you to get really clear about. Just take one action to each of those goals. Don't try to do them all at once. That's probably way too overwhelming if you're trying to do three or four at once. So let's say that one of your personal goals is to sell your house, and one of the things you wanted to do was reach out to a real estate person who'd come and appraise the house. And you do that, and then the person comes to you and tells you the value of your house would be higher if you did some kind of repair to the downstairs bathroom or to the upstairs attic or something they tell you have to do. That goes on your list of actions to take. That's not something you have to worry about right now in this moment in this conversation. You know, just keep going down the list of the things that you want to accomplish and do them one step at a time. You can create these goals all at once, but when you take them on, tackle them one step at a time. They don't have to be baby steps, but you don't want to get one of the things with a lot of people is they create lists like this and they create structures, but then they never finish anything because they haven't learned how to focus and do complete work around each action. One of the things that I want to teach you is about doing complete work. What that means, doing complete work, is that when you take something on, any project, anything that you take on, you make sure that you wherever it is that you started, whatever it is that you did, you want to make sure that you actually create completion around it. If you're supposed to do something, don't cut corners, don't skip steps. Come back and finish it, and don't stop until it is finished. You're taking step one, complete step one. Don't go on to step two until step one is complete. Do complete work. Make sure it's managed, it's done, you're responsible for the result, and you're whole and complete around the effort you took, around the result you produced, and around the anyone else who may have been involved and their efforts and their contribution to whatever action was taken. Make sure it's done, make sure it's complete, make sure you're whole and complete before you move on to the next step. It's very important, you know, and if you sit down with your list and you've created the steps you're going to take, and then you come across a goal and you don't know what step to create, then that's when you, then steps you're going to take is you're going to ask a friend or a family member, or you're going to reach out to somebody that is an expert in that and knows what they're doing, that can coach you or support you or even do it for you. Just get it done and have it be complete, and don't move on to the next step in that goal until it is done. You know, I've coached many, many people, and I consider it a privilege to coach people when they're grappling with moving to the next level in life. And I want you to know that being a yes and living in the science of yes doesn't mean everything's always going to go smoothly. You know, sometimes there are bumps in the road. Sometimes you get upset about things, or the result that you're out to produce doesn't happen the way you expected or the way you are committed for it to turn out. If things are moving slowly or you find yourself stuck, look for somebody to coach you, to motivate you, to support you and encourage you where you get stopped. You know, take the list that you created here, and you'll find that as you look at each thing, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and I really encourage you to keep your list in front of you and work on it on a day-to-day basis. There's going to be times when it seems to you that it's not moving at all, that you're taking the steps and you're doing everything necessary and nothing is being produced, nothing is happening. Don't worry. Everything is going smoothly if you're getting done the things that you set out to get done. Do the work and do it completely. Do complete work and move on when it's complete. And that in itself is a tangible result, completing your list or your actions. So when you are looking at your list, inside of the goals that you wrote on there that may be a bit impossible, you know, for instance, let's say you wrote on there, I remember I had a friend in her 30s that wrote on her list that when she was a little girl, she wanted to be a model. And now she was married with a daughter, and she was 5'11", and she had the figure for modeling, and she had always wanted to be a model, but now she felt like she was too old, and she wrote on her list that she wanted to become a model. So because I'm a yes coach, and because I can hear anything as possibility, I told her, okay, well, what's the next action that you need to take to fulfill on that commitment? And she said, well, I could reach out and see if there's any agencies that represent models my age. And she did do that, and she actually found an agency that specialized in print work for people in her age bracket. And she actually got to do some magazine covers. She got to do some print work. I mean, she actually had the opportunity to model at her age, in her 30s, with one child and a husband at home, and that's not something she thought was possible. Now, I just told you that story, and it sounded like, oh, yeah, she did that, and then it happened. But the time frame between when she wrote that on her list and when she took the steps reaching out, and, you know, the first agency she reached out to did not say yes. It took many, many months of steady, aggressive research for her to find an agency that represented models in her age bracket. And then once she found the agency that represented models in her age bracket, then she had to find someone who was willing to photograph her and give her headshots and do, you know, a portfolio for her for free because she didn't have the money to pay somebody. So that took time. Everything that led to her finally getting an agency and getting gigs and actually modeling, you know, something she had wanted to do since she was a little girl, that took time. It wasn't a year. It wasn't 2 years. It was 3 years it took her. And at the end of 3 years, she was modeling. Now, this is something that I'm sharing this story with you so that you can understand that having what you want and taking the action towards what you want is not always going to happen instantly. But I can promise you that if you persevere inside of your commitment to having this thing, you will get what you want every time. If you quit or you don't start, I promise you, you won't get there, period. If you don't ever start, if you don't ever take actions toward that, you will not get there. It's not going to happen by osmosis. It's not going to happen by magic. If you want a boyfriend and you sit at home watching TV every night, you're not going to get a boyfriend. He's not going to drop in the ceiling like a Navy SEAL. He's not going to jump out of the TV set. He's not going to call and say, hey, is there anybody in this house that's looking for a date? It doesn't work like that. If you want a boyfriend and you don't get out much, you're not going to get a boyfriend. Because the people that are eligible for you to pick as a new boyfriend material are out in the world. Okay, they're out there walking around on the sidewalk or walking into grocery stores or attending church or, you know, running, you know, marathons, you have to get out in the world to meet them. They're just not available unless you're out there in the world to meet them. So it's important that you understand that the science of yes is about taking action. It's not just about having a positive attitude. And yes, having a positive attitude is very important and can smooth the road and have things go a lot faster and a lot smoother. But having a positive attitude isn't enough. It doesn't really matter how optimistic you are. Hey, you want to hear something? It doesn't matter how pessimistic you are either. Either way, it doesn't work if you're not taking action. Okay? Starting right now, you want to understand you need to distinguish what actions need to be taken towards that goal in order to produce that result. You create and you choose your own reality based on what it is that you want and what it is that you're willing to create. Okay? So ask yourself questions about what it is that you want so that you can understand and start to distinguish for yourself what it's going to take to have it. So for those of you who are, let's say you're the opposite of me. Let's say you're a no. I'm not making that bad. I'm not saying that that's a bad way to be. But in life, you're a no. People say to you, hey, you want to go do so-and-so, and your first reaction is no. Because you're just one of those kind of no people. No, I can't play violin, and I'm too old to learn. Let's just say that. Okay, so what I'm saying is, don't be surprised that if you say yes to playing the violin at your age, that it might occur like or feel like weird or awkward. It really does take your willingness to take the action ongoingly, day by day by day. Not just say yes, I'll take the action, and then the next day say, nothing happened yesterday, so I give up. I'm not going to take any more action towards playing the violin. Because that's not how it works. I promise you, this is a promise that I, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, is making to those of you who are listening to me talk right now. At least I think there's people listening to me talk. The promise I'm going to make you is that, here it is. With practice, being a yes will become second nature to you, okay? With practice. So you have to be willing to say yes, and then 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 say yes, and keep saying yes until you get what you want. And you will get what you want if you do that. If you don't, anything you're saying no to, you're not going to get. Anything you say yes to, you're going to get as long as you keep saying yes. So what I get asked a lot from people who I train in the science of yes is, you know, there are things that we should say no to, right? I mean, do I have to say yes to everything? And what I'm going to say, it's going to sound strange, okay, because I'm the yes coach. But the answer to that question is no. You don't have to say yes to everything because I've said it over and over again. This is not about the word yes. This is about a mindset. This is about being open to what's possible. And do you want to be open to what's possible all the time? Yes. Do you want to say yes to any Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along with some foolhardy scheme, looking to scam somebody who's being coached by the yes coach and will say yes to anything? No, don't do that. If the person is inviting you to take part in something that you are not committed to, then you should say no. You know, so that's how it works. If you have to say no, and again, no is just a word. It's not bad to say no. If you have to say no, say no. All I'm coaching you to do is be ready with yes so that what's possible is available. Okay? All right, so wrapping up, you've got this piece of paper that you created. And right now you're looking at it and you're wondering if this was all a bunch of hooey and the Pam the Yes coach is silly. And I'm going to give you an example, okay, about being a yes and being in the world of the science of yes. Let's imagine right now that you are out to dinner. You're out to dinner with friends. You're in a nice restaurant, one of those highfalutin fancy restaurants with the ambiance and the music and the great decor, and you're sitting at the table with your friends, and something's not quite right about your dinner party here. And what's not quite right, it has to be your waitress who's serving you. She seems aloof, she's slow, and she's not very helpful. She seems preoccupied, and she's almost indifferent to everything you're interacting with her about. And it's starting to annoy you and maybe even get a little angry. And you might even turn to one of your friends and say, you know, this service is terrible. This waitress is a big loser. And you start to think about how much you're going to leave for a tip. And, you know, you're thinking that you might not even tip her because that's how bad the service is. Okay, now, there you go. In my analogy, what I described is something that happens to people all the time. And what I'm going to say to you is this. What I just described is a no. And I'd like you to take on being a yes. So let's practice, like I said before, practice, practice, yes. Let's just imagine for a moment that your waitress is a single mother. And this is actually her second job. She's been on her feet since 6 o'clock a.m. and doesn't get done at this job until 11 p.m. Her support payments from her ex are 2 months behind. Her daughter is having problems in school, and the rent is late. Christmas is coming, but she's worried about presents and how she's going to buy them because she also needs to get a gallon of milk for breakfast tomorrow. She doesn't have the money. Now, I'm describing a situation, okay? As I describe that situation, are you starting to sense a shift in your attitude toward this woman? Suddenly, your perspective has changed altogether. You're seeing her in a different light. It's the same woman in the same restaurant with the same lousy service, but there's a shift in your thinking, in your reality around that woman. And I suspect, despite the fact that this woman is sullen and walking around and seems preoccupied, I suspect that your tip will be encouraging and generous. So the facts of the matter have not changed at all, but your relationship to the facts has changed drastically. And as your reality shifts, your feelings, your attitudes, and your actions around this situation will shift. And that's what it looks like to shift into yes. It's not always naturally there for you. Sometimes life circumstances land like no, and you can shift into yes. And it doesn't have to look like you grilling the waitress to ask her what her life circumstances are so that you can shift. Well, can't tell me a sad sob story so I can feel sorry for you. That's not what this is about. This is about you practicing shifting into yes because you are committed to being a yes in life. So you don't have to hear the story to shift your potential consciousness to one of yes. Her story is irrelevant in the face of yes because what I'm offering you is the way to live life, not just a way to interact with this woman. So I use this tactic all the time because ultimately your experience in life is your experience in life. So what I'd like to offer you is that you can actually alter your experience in life by shifting your perspective. And when you start with no, you can shift to yes by shifting how you relate to other human beings. It's a very powerful strategy. So what I'd like to say is that this is kind of a very, very small way I have of getting you to understand how I coach people in the science of yes. Okay? I want you to know that being a yes in life is actually, it may seem like harder, but it's actually not. It's actually easier. So much easier. So you may have questions. You may have things you want to say. You may want to know more about getting coached in the science of yes. The show I did today was intentionally done so that you could on your own practice some of the things that I offered you and learning how to be a yes in life. And if you have any questions, I'm Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. You can reach me at Pam Heath, PamHeath, at yescoachforyou.com. That's Pam Heath at yescoachforyou.com. That's yes, coach, the number 4, and the letter U. Write to me and ask me your question. Find out what it is that I can support you in. If you took on this exercise and you suddenly are empowered to go out and take some actions to have the things you want in life, I want to hear about it. Let me know about it. Give me a holler. And let me know what worked, what you're struggling with, what, if anything, you want to do about all this stuff that I just described to you. You know, my mission in life is that I bring the world of yes to each and every person that I meet. And part of that mission is to make sure that people are thriving, abundant, and happy. So don't hesitate to contact me. You can visit my website, which is yescoachforyou.com, or you can write me, Pam Heath, at yescoachforyou.com. And, you know, I'm excited to hear from you. Thank you for listening to my show on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, before you sign off, follow my show by clicking on the follow button. I know I had a couple of callers who weren't looking for me. They called in thinking it was someone else. So now you're probably listening to the show saying, oh, this is Pam Me, so this is her thing. You know, follow. You know, it doesn't hurt to listen to people who have something to offer and contribute that might actually empower you in life. So, you know, when you follow the show, it supports us. It lets Blog Talk Radio know that you appreciate the show and that you appreciate the content, and they'll push us up in the ranks on their website. And so that's always good. And the more follows that we get, the more you let us and you let Blog Talk Radio know that you want more of this content. The Science of Yes is part of New Age, you know, Guild and the Spirit Talk Radio. So my request is that you visit www.newageguild and find out what that's all about. Thank you again for joining me on The Science of Yes. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and it has been a pleasure to be with you, and I'm signing off. Thank you very much, and good night.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.